It is the weekend. The weekend is collectively wearing black armbands. The weekend might just commence this with a minute's silence. It is the weekend. This wasn't the original plan for the show, as I'm sure you can expect. This is the weekend that is being recorded after the terrible news that brave soldier Eric Ten Hag has left Manchester United Football Club to find at some point passages new, one suspects, and has gone to that great graveyard of former Manchester United managers. It's a rich, rich scene. Someone else will get the opportunity to see what they can do now with the art project that is Manchester United Football Club, Stu. But just a word or two for the great man himself. How do you feel?
Well, you know, the title of the show, The Weekend, I think the word weekend, you know, it belies its true meaning, because the weekend fills you with, the word weekend fills you with excitement. It makes you think of Friday night, it makes you think of Saturday, but what it never really makes you think about is the fact of every weekend has a Sunday, a day where there's TV shows like Songs of Praise and Heartbeat, The Darling Buds of May, and that fear of return to work on the Monday, you know, those Sunday night blues. And I feel like this edition of the weekend is the Sunday night blues, because you know, I want to light a candle for Eric the Red, the true Eric the Red. He did a wonderful job. He will be missed, and I really hope that the one thing that we can say about Eric the Red in the years to come is that he left a long-lasting legacy that damned United for many, many years to come.
Do you think he's managed to do that, Mo?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that the point that's really kind of interesting is not so much the damage that he's done, it's the damage that's been done by them waiting till now to get rid of him. And what that means for who else will come into the building, because I've seen lots of people talking about Julian Nagelsmann. Julian Nagelsmann's not going to want anything to do with this, particularly because he's got a World Cup on the horizon. And it does mean that the prospect of Gareth Southgate's Manchester United does come roaring back into view.